No one person has done more to improve the state of made-for-cable programming than Shelley Duvall. As the host and executive producer of Showtime's Fairy Tale Theater and Tall Tales and Legends, she's presented some of the best family entertainment of the 80s. As a champion of the anthology series form, she succeeded where even Steven Spielberg failed. And if only for casting Jeff Goldblum as the big bad wolf in The Three Little Pigs, her place in TV history would be secure. But Duvall isn't the type to quit while she's ahead. She and her longtime collaborator, producer Bridget Terry, have teamed up for a third anthology series that's just been unveiled on Showtime. It's called Nightmare Classics, and this time Duvall is aiming for a more mature audience. The opener, showing all this month, is a version of Henry James's The Turn of the Screw, starring Amy Irving as the prim and proper governess who slowly suspects that the two young children in her care have been possessed by evil and sensual spirits.
Where's the coach?
You'll have to walk to church today. Wick has taken the coach.
To deliver a letter, perhaps?
Mrs. Gross will escort you to church, children. I find I have no desire to be in the presence of disrespect today.
Go along now, children, or we'll be late.
I've done my best, Mrs. Gross, but I will not stay in the same house with evil and unnatural desires any longer. When you return from church, I will not be here.
Next month's Nightmare Classic is a fairly erotic version of the vampire story Carmilla. Meg Tilly stars as the woman with truly fatal attractions, and Say Anything star Ione Skye plays her impressionable young victim. Both of these stories are tales of exotic and erotic evils, repressed desires, and the corruption of innocence. In Carmilla, the young girl is so charmed by the vampire's attentions that it's hard to tell who's seducing whom, especially when the girl seals their friendship by introducing a ritual that begins by cutting off a lock of the vampire's hair.
What are you doing? Now your turn. Cut a lock from wherever you want. Go ahead, I won't bite. We'll swear to be friends forever.
Duvall has made it clear that she's after a more sophisticated audience here. She doesn't even appear as the host, because she doesn't want parents or children misled. On the other hand, she doesn't try to shock or titillate, like, say, Tales from the Crypt. These Nightmare Classics are beautifully directed, sensitively adapted, and nicely acted. The aim is to explore these classic horror stories, not to exploit them. And with the first two installments, Nightmare Classics does it just right.